Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, October 23rd. We are making our way towards the trunk or treat, which is this Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Go ahead and invite neighbors and friends via text and let them know that we want them to come and be a part of our joyous celebration of the harvest and of Halloween and just enjoy one another's company. Our memory verse this week goes back to the sermon from Sunday. It's Matthew chapter 25, verse 23. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share in your master's happiness." Our Old Testament reading comes from Isaiah 43. Today I'm going to read verses 14 through 25 in the New Living Translation. As I read, I want you to ponder the question, what is God good at? Well, if my dad's listening, I probably should rephrase that. What are the things God can do? We don't end a sentence with at. Okay, is he good at making a way through the sea? Well, this passage says he is. Is he good at new things? Yes. What new thing is the Lord doing in your life? Is he good at making a path in the dry land, in the wilderness, in an area of your life where there seems no way forward? And is he good at provision for the thirsty? The resounding answer to this question is yes. This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sakes, I will send an army against Babylon, forcing the Babylonians to flee in those ships they are so proud of. I am the Lord, your Holy One, Israel's Creator and King. I am the Lord who opened a way through the waters, making a dry path through the sea. I called forth the mighty army of Egypt with all its chariots and horses. I drew them beneath the waves and they drowned, their life snuffed out like a smoldering candle wick. But forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I am going to do. For I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in a dry wasteland. The wild animals in the fields will thank me, the jackals and owls too, for giving them water in the desert. Yes, I will make rivers in the dry wasteland so that my chosen people can be refreshed. I have made Israel for myself, and they will someday honor me before the whole world. But, dear family of Jacob, you refuse to ask for my help. You have grown tired of me, O Israel. You have not brought me sheep or goats for burnt offerings. You have not honored me with your sacrifices, though I have not burdened or wearied you with requests for grain offering and frankincense. You have not brought me fragrant calamus or pleased me with the fat of sacrifices. Instead, you have burdened me with your sins and wearied me with your faults. I alone, will blot out your sins for my own sake and will never think of them again. Before we move on, I just want to return to that question of what God can do and turn it into a prayer. Lord, in situations where we don't see a way forward, would you make a way through the sea? Would you show us the new things that you are doing, the path in the wilderness, your provision? Remind us, through the story of Israel, to not refuse to ask for your help. Help us to give you sacrifices of praise, knowing that you are present and you are our provider. Ultimately, Lord, we thank you for verse 25, which reminds us that you will blot out our sins. Tomorrow's psalm is Psalm 103. We won't get to this part, but one of my favorite verses is, "As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our sins from us." So that's something for us to praise the Lord about today. As we turn to the New Testament, our Acts passage is chapter 18, verses 24 through 28. Apollos instructed at Ephesus. Meanwhile, a Jew named Apollos, an eloquent speaker who knew the scriptures well, had arrived in Ephesus from Alexandria in Egypt. He had been taught the way of the Lord, and he taught others about Jesus with an enthusiastic spirit and with accuracy. However, he knew only about John's baptism. When Priscilla and Aquila heard him preaching boldly in the synagogue, they took him aside and explained the way of God even more accurately. Apollos had been thinking about going to Achaia, and the brothers and sisters in Ephesus encouraged him to go. They wrote to the believers in Achaia, asking them to welcome him. When he arrived there, he proved to be of great benefit to those who, by God's grace, had believed. He refuted the Jews with powerful arguments in public debate. Using the scriptures, he explained to them that Jesus was the Messiah. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Today, as we end, I want to pray for you and for me and for those whom we love who are battling destructive desires. This is a prayer in Every Moment Holy, Volume 1. Jesus, here we are again. We or those that we love are desiring a thing that, were we to indulge in it, would war against our heart and the hearts of those we love. O Christ, rather, let our lives be thine. Take our desires. Let them be subsumed in still greater desire for you, until there remains no room for these lesser cravings. Faced with the temptation, we would rather choose you, Jesus, but we are weak. So be our strength. We are shadowed. Be our light. We are selfish. Unmake us now and refashion our desires according to the better design of your love. Given the choice of shame or glory, let us choose glory. Given the choice of this moment or eternity, let us choose in this moment what is eternal. Given the choice of this easy pleasure or the harder road of this cross, give me grace to choose to follow you, knowing that there is nowhere apart from your presence where we might find the peace we long for. No lasting satisfaction apart from your reclamation of our heart. Let us build then, our King, a beautiful thing by long obedience. By the steady progression of small choices that, laid end to end, will become like the stones of a pleasing path stretching to eternity and unto your welcoming arms and unto the sound of your voice proclaiming the judgment. Well done.